Okay. Let me do one. As you know, I grew up on the border in what we grew up calling El Paso, El Paso del Norte, huh? And one of the figures in the new book is an uncle of mine. And you know, it's interesting, of course, you can know people your whole life, and then when you begin to interview them, you realize that there are big aspects of them that you don't know at all. And one of the things I discovered about this uncle is that when we were talking, he grew up during the Depression. And I never really knew if he was a reader or not. And we call him Uncle Lalo. And I said, so Unks, did you like books? And it's one of the greatest moments I have on tape. That, you know, his voice just changes and he goes, oh, books. And it's just like this great moment, you know. And he's back in this little library on the border. And reading Dr. Doolittle all afternoon on a Saturday afternoon. It was just great, you know, the power of the words. Well, if my Uncle Lalo were standing up here next to me, if you have any preconceptions about what Chicanos look like, you'd say he isn't one because he's very fair. And so he didn't experience a particular kind of discrimination, but because people have these stereotypes, he had another experience. Depression days. He buys the dark with his last 15 cents. Reel after reel, he's on the deck with men who fill their chests taut on the high seas, who boom red sails in the sunset. He tries not to think of last night on his cot, his private reel, border kid playing CCC lumberjack, gripping an axe, slicing the green pine scent in a house dark from his father's death. He tries not to think of the other men who climbed cold on the truck with him that morning. Caramba, que frío! Their stomachs, screechy as gears, hungry for paychecks. He tries not to think of the desert wind sliding into the barracks, hurting bare flesh around the stove's warm belly. Am I alive, Doc? His joke, limp as his clothes bag. He tries not to think of the sergeant spitting, Delgado. My uncle steps forward into a frown. I said, Delgado. I am Delgado. The twitch of lips, the wind. He tries not to think of the words later. You don't look Mexican, Delgado. Just change your name. His formal father eyeing him. Just change your name and you've got a job. He buys the dark with his last 15 cents. He tries not to think about the bare icebox, his mother's sighing eyes, of his father who never understood this country, of the price of eggs and names and skin.